Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. I'm sorry to tell you it's Monday. Of course, you knew that already, didn't you? That's why you didn't want to get out of bed today. Yeah, me neither. But hey, it is a new month. Oh, yes, indeed. It's June 1st, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Remember that? Yeah, that was nice. In around 5 minutes. Of course, we've been hearing and anticipating all about the speculation of when Windows 10 is going to be out, particularly for all of us that get that free upgrade, although that does not apply to everybody, of course. And the ones that it doesn't apply to, how much will it cost? Well, the folks over at Newegg have kind of given us that answer, thanks to a screw-up. It looks like an OEM copy of Windows 10 is going to set you back about $109, and $149 if you want Windows 10 Professional. Of course, Microsoft declined to confirm Newegg's information, and even we don't know if it's really true. Maybe just Newegg's really excited. But also, according to Newegg, the release date is going to be sometime in late July. So regardless, we're going to find out sooner than later. Seems that Uber was hard at work over the weekend deciding to rewrite its privacy policy. According to the updated guidelines, the ride-sharing app will soon give drivers the power to track your location, but, thank goodness, only if you allow it to. Uber's saying that this is going to allow them to pick you up a lot faster than just dropping a pin to signal about where you're waiting. The app is also going to start asking for permissions to access your contact list. Well, of course. So that the service can send promotional materials to your friends and your family. And then after that happens, your family and your friends will probably ignore you after that. Also, the new privacy policy lists what kind of data Uber's going to collect from you. That is, if you're an Uber customer. Saying that it will keep a record of your transactions, say your amount, your distance traveled, the time and date, and etc. and etc. It's also going to gather info about whatever device you're using, you know, such as the model, your OS version, the serial number, the mobile network, and preferred language, and it even says a little bit more than that. Sounds like whatever they want, they're going to be getting. Not liking those new privacy policies? Yeah, it's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, too. You have until July 15th to uninstall the Uber app. Some other juicy info that came out over the weekend. Apparently, Google just kind of wanted to get below the radar on, just in case it ticks you off. You know those Google Calendar text messages alerts that you get? You know, a lot of us actually rely on that still. Yeah, they send you a warning saying, hey, you got your haircut coming up, or, you know, whatever it may be. Well, say goodbye to those on June 27th. Google's calendar SMS notifications, yes, will be vanishing for all regular users. The only ones it's going to stick around for are ones in education and in government. Google's saying that it's no longer needed in an era where smartphones give you a richer, more reliable heads-up experience than any SMS notification ever could. Which I guess they probably have a point. However, though, if you've become really reliant and you've gotten used to those SMSs, I've just made you more upset on your Monday morning. Sorry. So, Apple Watch users, you been kind of noticing your heart rate there going, holy crap, that don't look right. It can't be that low. Wait a minute, it can't be that fast. My watch is freaking me out, man. Most people said, okay, no need to panic, just a bug. Apple's going to fix it. Well, guess what? No, it's not a bug. Yes, Apple responding to all of your complaints is saying, no, those aren't misreadings. That's entirely by design. That's how we want it to be. Now, of course, Apple, being as quiet as they always are, is not really saying why they've changed those functions of the watch. More than likely, it's Apple trying to avoid an inaccurately high readings caused by physical activity. That might go one step further than that. Maybe it's just Apple trying to avoid inaccurately high lawsuits. Yeah, maybe. And finally, oh, it's a drone world we're living in nowadays, isn't it? We've got drones at our neighbors' backyards, probably even our backyards. We've got drones in government. We've got drones at sporting events. Heck, we've even got drones at concerts now, thanks to Enrique Iglesias. Yes, apparently Mr. Iglesias thought, hey, yeah, let's bring a drone, fly it all over the crowd. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. He tried to give his fans a point of view shot. Apparently, when Enrique tried to get on in close to that drone, sliced his freaking hand right up. Pretty bad, too. You can actually see it in the pictures over there at Engadget. Pretty bloody. Now, I don't know what happened. Maybe Enrique just kind of got lost in the moment and grabbed the thing and didn't even think about blades swinging emotion on it. Maybe he was just caught up in what he was really singing. I can be your hero, baby. I can take those thrones away. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, indeed, for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, hang tight, hang on. It is Monday. We got to get this week started somehow. All in all, try your best to have a great day. And thank you so much for listening.